OMG, I am so excited.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Foxyboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is a great, glorious 9:13 a.m. morning over here in the East Coast, and I am back from Houston, Texas. That's right. I was visiting a heavyweight, not named Tyson Fury, not named Deontay Wilder. But does good old Nez GTO have another man crush? Uh-oh. F.A., and I christened him this. I gave him the new name, El Jefe, a jobber. So let's see if he sticks with it because he doesn't like his name of the nightmare. You know what I mean? But we're here to talk Tyson Fury. Check the segue. Is he having nightmares now that John Fury isn't allowed? Shout out to John putting in for a visa instead of just coming as a tourist. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to get paid to work, bro. You ain't got to get paid to work. Could have came up in here to check the Statue of Liberty or some shit. They ain't got to know you was here for the fight. Fucking that shit up. So, because John Fury can't be there December 1st, Tyson Fury enlisted, hired, joined forces, teamed up with Freddie Roach. So this is what we're going to be discussing right here today. The number to call in and give us your opinion on this topic is 1-425-569-5241. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Absolutely free to call from anywhere in the world. Let us know, what do you think about Tyson Fury and Freddie Roach joining forces for a super camp for the Wilder Fury fight? This is what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to go out to my co-host in Indiana.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in. Boxingwizards.com.
Yo. What's up? Good morning, everybody. We're back with another one. Tyson Fury and Freddie Roach. I don't know, man. I know his pops can't come, and Ben Davidson doesn't have a lot of experience in these kind of big fights. So maybe a advisor slash cut man like Freddie Roach would be a good thing. This news has just like come out of nowhere, so I really haven't digested it all yet. So let's get into it.
In the chat, they're already saying, well, John Fury wouldn't have got in if he would apply for a tourist visa because he gouged a man's eye out. Okay.
I mean, that could be true. I mean, there's a lot of restrictions.
No, it can't be true. Everybody's situation is different. And, dude, I personally know people that travel from the U.S. to the U.K. that maybe not have gouged owls out, but definitely have the same aggravated assault charge that John Fury has, you know?
What about vice versa?
Well, from UK over here, no. From here over there, yeah. Which we know isn't allowed, you know? So it's the same thing. I think it's more about the visa, but look, that's not what we're here for. Even though it is, right? It's kind of the reason that this happened. I believe yesterday, early in the day, is when it was released that John Fury wasn't going to be able to come in. So then later on in the night, I guess they made that connection with good old Freddie Roach. Now, look, we got to see a lot more of Freddie Roach, like the mentor side, right? Maybe a more emotional, personal side on the contender this season. But we've also gotten to see Freddie Roach throughout boxing and whatever time, you know, We've been watching it. So I just want to ask the people listening in the comment section, the chat, my co-host, what do you think Freddie brings? Is it just the experience that he's lacking? Because like you said, Ben Davidson's never been here before. This is the biggest fight of Tyson Fury's career, his first American pay-per-view, and he's going into it with a novice trainer.
I mean, I like Freddie. Maybe it's because I've been watching this contender show lately and Freddie just like growing on me or something like that. But I think Freddie's a well-established trainer. He's very, very experienced. He's been there with the big fight with the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather shit. Manny Pacquiao is pretty much
anybody. But Freddie has. Is that why they hired him? That's what I'm saying.
I would think so. Like the biggest fight of his career, you kind of want somebody with some experience and you're not from the country, so I mean, and you've been training down at his gym, right, too, so
yeah. But there isn't a son born from his mother's cunt that could beat Tyson Fury. What do you need to give another percent to? Let's not forget, this percentage is being thrown around. When you're a trainer, you're getting paid for your services. When your name is Freddie Roach and you can add prestige to the corner, to the fight, you're adding value to the fight. That's another world-renowned trainer. That's a name that's synonymous with boxing. When you think of Pacquiao, you think of Roach. So if you put Roach in that corner, it gives Tyson Fury that appeal that he needs from the casual fans that are going to be tuning in.
I'm giving Tyson Fury kind of credit, though. I mean, credit
not to only that, I'm going to throw it out there. Not only that, linking up with Freddie Roach tells Americans, hey, this is the great white hope.
Exactly.
World-renowned trainer that is very known in America. You know what I'm saying? Very known. He's been on 24/7 all the time. He's gotten on All Access. You know, he's even been on his own show on HBO. Let me not remind everyone that HBO always consistently has better numbers. You know? So Freddie Roach is known.
Household name.
He had his own trainer show on HBO.
He had a training show on HBO. Wow.
Yeah, he had his own show. You can still find it on demand.
Okay, cool. So what does Freddie bring to the camp, though?
It's hilarious. I'll tell you what he brings, and I'll say this, answering someone's ridiculous question in the chat saying, Ness, you seem worried. It's funny that you put that, because I was going to put that in the title. Is Tyson worried? Fuck is he doing? I've been doing this long enough to know that everybody. Hold on a minute, Mike. Your experience ain't there, because I've been doing this long enough, interviewed enough elite level fighters that always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Name another dude on this level that does something outside of the box like this. You think Mikey Garcia's all of a sudden going to go call Freddie Roach now because he's fighting Errol Spence? Or let me ask you, is Bo Mack going to call motherfucking Jay Diaz to be in his corner because he's going to fight? Nah, bruh. Nah. You sweating. You nervous. I can feel and see the sweat trickling down your cheek. I'm not the one going to get other trainers.
Yeah, I got him hyped up. But did Sean Porter go get Coach Cunningham or Barry Hunter?
Nope.
Barry Hunter.
Shane Mosley. He went and got Shane Mosley and probably Barry Hunter. You're right. A lot of people do that.
So I mean, what's the difference? And it worked for Sean Porter too.
And there's times where it didn't. How many times has Barry Hearn been in Barry Hunter been in other people's camp? How many times is that Broner click? Let me just tell you that. How many times is that Broner click?
Ooh, speaking of Broner.
Interchange trainers. You know, how many times has Barry Hunter helped Mike Stafford? And Mike Stafford helped Kevin Cunningham? And Kevin Cunningham helped motherfucking Barry Hunter? And how many great outcomes do you got?
But sometimes you got to look at the talent, though. Same time, like these guys that's changing trainers and doing all this stuff, these guys haven't necessarily been successful.
Check out that.
Like Tyson Fury.
Yes, don't act dumb. He needs someone to look out for him. Oh, yeah? So he needs somebody to look out for him and over him? But what about motherfucking Ben Davidson?
Look out for him, though. What that mean? Look out for him.
Oh, you know what that means. Throw the fucking towel in when the time is necessary.
Come on,
that
man.
Experienced motherfucker in there when you're getting battered and bruised to throw that towel. And Ben Davidson ain't been there. For all he knows, he's gonna see Tyson on the ropes.
You think Ben Davidson won't throw the towel in because he ain't been there?
Oh, absolutely, because he's not experienced enough. He doesn't know how far you could take Tyson. He ain't never seen Tyson hurt. He ain't never seen Tyson under distress. So how the fuck would he know? Now, John Fury, Peter Fury, they know this man from years. That's their father and uncle. So it's different. They know when Tyson is wilting, when Tyson is scared. They can see the body language. What the fuck Ben Davidson going to know? I'm not saying that he's not talented. That's not what I'm saying in his ring. I'm just saying that bond, that Freddie Rhodes Pacquiao, that Virgil Hunter Andre Ward, that Bo Mack Terrence Crawford, you know, that Derrick James, Errol Spence, Robert Garcia, Mikey Garcia, you know, people who've been with their trainers all their life, their trainers know when something is wrong or right. That's all I'm saying.
Angel and Danny. But let me ask you a question real quick. I had an interview yesterday with Troy King, and he was like, the trainers who never fought, I don't think they're necessarily, he said he don't think they're necessarily successful in the long run. What's your opinion about that?
I'll tell you what. I don't got an opinion on it, but I'll give you someone's opinion on it. Someone's opinion who is more valued than mine. And it was shocking to me. I was in Houston, Texas yesterday. I went to visit the heavyweight prospect slash contender, I guess, right? Or the fans have him so.
I'm glad you like him, bro. I'm happy now. I'm happy. I did my job.
I never disliked
him. I know you never dislike him, but you was like, man, why you guys all getting on this guy? He's only had four fights and all this shit.
It's still true.
I know. I know.
And based off my interviews, I like him more because he's intelligent. He knows how to handle himself in a conversation. And either he's been coached or he's super ready for this life. Because you couldn't sandbag him. He ain't gonna say he ready for anybody. Not yet. He ain't talking about nobody. He don't even want you to talk about him with anybody till a year and a half from now. You know, they just learning. They just learning. But what I like is that I got to learn about him. And he's probably the future. You know, his team indicates so. And I don't mean that his team made me aware that they feel they're the future. I mean the team in general. Here we are talking about Tyson Fury adding Freddie Roach to make a super camp. Well, what do you call F.A. Ajagba, who's promoted by Richard Schaefer, managed by Shelly Finkel, and then advised by Al Haymon, trained by Ronnie Shields. I mean, stop me when I'm saying something wrong, right? So the dude, he's on the right track. He's on the right track, and Ronnie is the right trainer. They're not going to rush him. You interviewed Ronnie. I was there with Ronnie yesterday. I was there with Ajagba. They're not in any rush. This guy has five fights. Not in any – they don't even want to hear about Joe Joyce's, nothing like that. Not even Dubois, nothing.
Not even a Joe Joyce, really?
Nope. Mind you, F.A. said he would beat the brakes off Joe Joyce. But he's not into calling people out because he's like, I got a team. Yo, let me tell you something about this. I wanted to do a show on this because this shit is – it had me – blown away. I mean, you're going to hear me in the interview like, wait, what? And I we go back into it in detail. But you know that this dude, this is so people could see, bro. You know what I'm saying? They call me biased. They say I got something against the UK. F.A. Ajagba was approached by everybody. Everybody.
Yeah.
Dog, he was approached. But guess who? Guess who?
Shit, Eddie, Frank, Top Rank, motherfucking shit. Who? Anybody, everybody, bro. The guy is fucking.
Are you guessing or have you read these?
Bruh, I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure he's a 2016 Olympian.
Okay, but don't guess, or rather make an educated guess about who realistically tried to put him on a team. Yo, Jump Tube said the Jagba voice coming soon. You guys are haters, yo. You might as well just call it the Nesta voice. Anybody I like, all of a sudden we become biased. You guys are fucking.
Eddie, I'm gonna go with Eddie or Frank.
Floyd.
Ooh.
Mayweather.
Damn. Maybe that's why he went to the 2016 Olympics and not Shakur Stevenson. I'm just fucking.
And he said no to Floyd. But guess who else that isn't as successful in his career as Floyd?
Adrian Broner.
But is adored and loved and relevant?
Andre fucking Ward.
Next.
Damn.
Jack the Truth. Just spit it out. No, not
he's
yet.
He's American?
He is not.
Okay. Relevant, not American. Man, I don't fucking know, bro. Damn, it's so many fucking promoters Lennox, and boxers. Crazy.
Lennox.
I was going to say that. Lewis. I was going to say that.
Yo, if you're, like people don't understand. See, I feel like I could talk about third world countries because my relatives hail from one, right? Like I'll be visiting my own third world country on Sunday.
I wouldn't call DR a third world country, though. I wouldn't.
Fucking bugging, dog. Every one American dollar is 50 Dominican dollars.
Okay. Well, I guess it is. Yeah.
You know, that shit might be the fourth world. That shit might be the fourth world country over there. But let me tell you, let me get back to the point, right? So the point is, you know, I come from that. I've been watching that all my life, even though I was born here. You know, we go back and forth to DR. We see the poverty firsthand. We know what it is. So to hear FA say, like, nah, fuck that. I ain't signing to Lennox Lewis because boxing is bigger in America. I'm like, well, you crazy. You Nigerian. You see Anthony Joshua. He was like, yeah, but who else? You know? And Lennox, he's like, Lennox wanted to take me to Canada. And me and my father looked it up and it's like, who the fuck is in Canada? Why am I going to Canada? And they turned him down, bro. And Lennox, Lennox was tight. He stopped liking Ajagba pictures on Instagram.
Don't tell me he stopped following too now.
Nah. He followed. Okay, we good. He started liking his shit again, but he was. But
while we're on Lennox, and I know we're doing a big show today, but how do you feel about Lennox being a part of the Fox Sports PBC boxing shit?
I mean, it is what it is. All right. I think they would have did better with Mike, right? He's more.
Mike Tyson's more.
More of an American face, right? And like this is Aaron on American.
But you gotta understand though, Mike
terrestrial television. No, I know Mike can't handle himself. Yeah. You know, he might not know what to say at the right time. Uh-huh. You know, but absolutely, Kaz. DR is a lovely island. That's why I'm going back. Look, third world countries are still dope. Someone laughing at me for saying Jamaica's a third world country in a previous show. Well, I guess you haven't been there, but that's another one.
Jamaica that I'm like, third world country too.
I mean, my dollar ain't worth a dollar. Panama, dollar for dollar. They even use dollars.
Panama. Oh yeah, I think Panama like got something like Panama Canal or something. I don't fucking know, bro. I don't want to get no fucking history shit.
That's exactly what they got. You get the best ceviche in the world, right there.
Or the best what?
Ceviche. I don't even know how to translate that shit into
ceviche.
Yeah, it's like fresh seafood.
Okay,
but it's like bitter. But great. I don't know how to say it. Maybe Eric Cruz, who's in the chat, can help us out.
The cuisine down there. That's awesome.
But, man, listen, bro. I like this. Matter of fact, I'm about to open up my FanDuel and see, since this news drop, has the line changed?
Let me ask the chat a question real quick. With this change in trainers, does it take a Fury over the top, a simple Y, or a simple N would suffice?
Over the top. What do you mean by over the top?
Can he be Wilder now? Can't with this goddamn me chain, can he go in there and be Wilder now?
Fucking the trainer don't fight for you.
I mean the trainer don't fight for you, but he maybe can put a game plan in that may give Tyson a different look.
Yo, Sam, I don't think Sam is being disrespectful. I think he's asking a legitimate question. He says boxing voice, Roach has Parkinson's. How can he be a cut man? I mean, and you know what? Damn. I never seen Roach in the corner being a cut man. He's always like instructional. Point. So,
I mean, he's not shaking when he's fucking holding the pads up either.
Damn, the line ain't changed, bro. It's still one minus 165. Wilder plus 138. Tyson Fury.
Damn, the fight in 2 weeks. This shit getting close.
Deontay Wilder on points did change. That was like a plus 600. Is plus 44. So it went down. And the KO is plus 120. Damn. So it's still good money. It's still good money on this fight. Like, whoever you picking, you can make good. Like, if Fury gets a knockout, plus 600. Fury wins by decision, plus 200. That's still good. You put 100, you getting your 100 back plus two more.
What about straight out winger?
Straight out win? Nah, well then, Wilder is minus 165.
What about Fury? Straight out win.
Straight out win. The money's on Fury, plus 138.
And a draw is still 2,800?
Draw still 37, plus 3,700. I got my $10 on a draw. I've been put that shit. Which is sad, man, because I put it so long ago, I'm thinking the line was going to shift. It ain't even shift. It's still at plus 37.
I'm going to have to put
shit. All right, from the chat, we got David. His name just disappeared. Okay, here we go. David Hemmings, he says, no, it won't help. I have no clue how to pronounce this name, but
let's be real.
Obu, maybe? Maybe? Sounds like an African name? I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't see it.
Right under MB, but whatever. He says yes. Eric Cruz, kind of raw. What is kind of raw? What is Eric Cruz talking about?
Kind of brawl.
No, raw. He said raw. Oh, he's talking about the ceviche. Ceviche. Boami says no. Tone Bangers says no. Fast Car Eddie says no. Ronnie Emerson says no. Michael Jordan says no. So basically, no, man. I mean, Freddie can't fight for you, Mike.
Yeah, I don't.
But it does get this. It does. This is what I'm saying. I think it's all part of the game. Look, it's not like you can't. It's not like you could do wrong.
Absolutely.
Freddie in the corner, right? Yeah. So obviously, you know what you do get. You do get that residual media effect. Like, people are going to talk about the fact that Freddie Roach is linked up with Tyson Fury.
Gonna be like, big news. You're right.
It's gonna be talked about, and it's gonna make its way around the news cycle, which could probably be better for the economics of the fight.
True. Absolutely. I just think the addition of Freddie Roach, I mean, like people are saying, I just don't, I mean, I like the addition. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but 2 weeks away, What can he teach Tyson?
No, but it's not 2 weeks away, right? Like, he's been there. Tyson couldn't take, like, he won't tell you the truth. He ain't going to tell you the truth, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Tyson couldn't take Big Bear.
And breathe.
He couldn't take Big Bear, so he came down, and he changed his camp to Wild Card West. That's a Freddie.
Whoa. Or maybe Tyson just seen what I see. And he's like, what the fuck is Abel doing? Let me go down here to Freddie.
Not only that, but if you talk to anybody that deals with high altitude training, there's an argument that after 48 hours, you're back to normal. Or once you come down to sea level, you're back to normal. I think it was with Angel Garcia. I was talking about it. And with another trainer, it's definitely on our YouTube channel. But there are mixed reports amongst trainers as far as altitude training.
I was watching Joe Rogan, and he was like, you should definitely train at sea level because that's where you're fighting at. Don't say if you were fighting in like Denver or something, then that's good. But you should train at sea level, and you should live And like the altitude, like Big Bear and like Denver and that kind of shit.
For those asking in the chat, where did we get the information? It is on sportsillustrated.com. Remember that Chris Mannix, I believe, still works for Sports Illustrated. I'm not sure if this article was written by Chris. I'll pull it back up and give you the details. It was written by Chris Mannix. I'm on the money. So, yeah, man, I mean, if you don't want to believe good old Chris Mannix that secretly works for DAZN and ESPN and Sports Illustrated, you don't have to, you know? Why? We're just slandering Tyson Fury over here because we're the Wilder voice. Don't believe us. He's not really linking up with Freddie Roach. He's really not nervous. We're just making it all up.
Shout out to Chris Mannix.
Brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at El Camino Electrical Services.com.
1-425-569-5241 is the number to call in and give us your A, predictions on the fight, or B, tell us what do you think about Roach joining forces with Fury, C, do you think he's worried, and D, enjoy your morning, guys. Mike, I cut you off with the caller intro, so what were you saying?
I was going to say smash that
caller intro off in true Mike fashion.
My bad. I was going to say smash that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And also, we have a sale. I can't even find the goddamn me text from this.
Yo, what is Sulfan Dan saying? So, Ness, it states that they are actually using his services, not just his facilities. I mean, that's what we said he hired him, bro. He's going to be the trainer cut, man. Like, what's going on, homie? Catch up. Marcus, D.C., buenos dia, what's going on, brother?
Que paso, mi amigo?
Aquí,
hey, man, what part of the D.R. are you going to, brother? Puerto Plata?
I think that's I'm going to La Romana.
Okay, okay.
Shout out to Jonathan and D.R., all the way in D.R., always tuned in, and big Javier Fortuna fan, he's going to be in La Romana, the plug.
Yeah, yo, I love the DR, man. Last time I went, the exchange rate was 1 to 36. So if it's 1 to 50, you really going to have a ball. Yo.
Trying to tell, Mike.
Look, they don't know, man. You better get down there. Cheap man's Brazil, man.
Mike needs to watch that Tekashi video. That's DR.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so sick down there.
And the women and the video and the pool and shit.
Yeah, that's DR.
The finished video.
Man, let me tell you something. You ain't gotta be Tekashi for your day to look like. I take you down.
Nah, I swear to God, you don't.
I take you down.
$20. You drinking with company all day.
All day, and they gonna give you
Tekashi. I'm talking about $20. You gonna be drunk all day.
Mike, I get down there. I tell them you the rapper that walked Wilder out. They gonna believe me.
Yeah, they gonna
like,
believe.
Nah. I'm like, nah. This what? You don't remember what? I pull up the
what up, baby. I'm out here. What up?
They gonna say, "Oh, this is him." Oh, papi, qué pasó, papi?
Watch TBV going. No, yo, for years I've been planning a TBV reunion in DR. It's gonna happen one day. God is.
If
gonna
you
bless
do,
me.
I'm there, champ. You ain't got. Hey, you said no words, man. I'm trying to tell you, I'm going down there. Give me a scooter for my man who used to live in New York. You know what I'm saying? Down there renting scooters for $35 a day, where they give you a quarter oil, no motherfucking gas. They give you enough gas to get the gas station, but they provide a quarter oil for you. That's all they do. But check this out. Look. I hate to see a big fight like this when the trainer don't get to come. I don't know why they don't do more up front to try to make sure that the trainers could get in before they do these fights.
But Marcus,
it don't hurt to have Freddie Roach, but he can't add anything technical to Fury. He making game plan for him, which is a benefit because I do think Freddie Roach is a good game planner, but he can't add anything technical in this short of time. It won't work.
But Marcus, was John ever the trainer? The dude was arrested for like, I don't know how many years, came home to his son being a champ. Like, what trainer was he?
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, you said something very critical. It's like, you know, Teddy Allen said one time, you know, he said, man, if you know, your fighter got hurt one time before and then you see him come charging out of the corner for the next round, he said, you know something wrong with him because you know him. You know that he's out of character at this point. You know what I'm saying? So Freddie don't, you know, Davis wouldn't know if he's out of character or not. You know what I'm saying? If he got hit and he responded funny, he twitched funny, he didn't do something he was supposed to do. Only really the people who know him really know how you know what I'm saying, whether like, oh man, hold on, man, Tyson out himself, man. Let's stop this. Where somebody else might let him get bludgeoned to death because they don't know who he is and his mannerisms and stuff. Tyson's the type of dude, he'll act out in the ring to make it stop when he wanna get out the ring. I think he's the type of person where he'll make it seem like something is occurring with him and that somebody else stopped it, so he have a leg to stand on, some plausible deniability, like, Nate, I was just getting myself together, I was just doing this, where really we can see he trying to get out, you know what I'm saying? But like, as far as, like I said, Freddie Roach, he's a good tactician. But you can't add any nuances to Tyson's game at this point. I don't think that'll happen. I think when fighters do that, I think they make a mistake because, you know, I watched Oscar do it against Floyd when he fought with Freddie Roach. He didn't really fight like Oscar, even though it was a close fight. He and with Floyd Sr., I mean, he was trying to do things as far as like the cute defense and all that stuff that he hadn't been used to, and it looked awkward as fuck, man. I was like, make it stop. But
Marcus, you punching way after the bell. But I love you anyway. We're going to go out to a couple of other callers. We're going to Rick in the ATL. Stand up. Ricky!
What's Rick? Up, gentlemen? How you doing today? Wow. TVV, good morning.
Good morning, bro. Good morning.
Hey, listen, I hadn't heard anything mentioning this yet. I don't think they care about having Freddie Roach in the corner as far as a trainer. Freddie's already said that he thinks Tyson Fury is going to win the fight. I think this is pure marketing.
Elaborate.
These guys are selling the shit out of this fight.
Mm.
I mean, Joshua who? Ever since this happened, nobody's talking about Joshua. Now you got Freddie in the corner, and Freddie's picking Tyson to win, and Wilder's over there just knocking heads off. Everybody that I know is talking about this fight. And I think this is just a brilliant sales move. And Tyson Fury knows how to sell a fight. And if Fury does pull it off, then Roach is happy. You know? That's my take on it. Oh, and ceviche? Just raw seafood and some lemon juice. And the Dominican Republic is the bomb. That's my
call. Thank you. Hey, Nessa, how you feel about that, though? Just a publicity stunt? Just a ploy?
Well, I told you that. I said that. I didn't say it was a publicity stunt, but I said that this is really all it adds is it gets the U.S. media buzzing, and it adds attention and possibly helps the economics. I mentioned that. Like,
how do you feel about them? Well, what he said about AJ, do you feel like AJ has been...
That's ludicrous. I mean, you can't mention Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder without talking about AJ. It's just... I'm not saying Rick is ridiculous. I just think that statement is ridiculous from anyone because we all know... Like, yo, come on, man. I was watching AJ on his Instagram chilling on Jamaica. Like, damn, that's my dude. Like, yo, as much as people think I hate AJ, I fuck with AJ. He's in all the spots I want to be in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's doing everything I
want to live. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they're talking about. I fuck with AJ. It's just certain things he do that I don't do. You know what I'm saying? Just like I'm sure Wilder and Tyson Fury and every other fucking man out there. Like, we ain't going to always relate 100%. But
absolutely.
AJ is king. Okay? But this is Game of Thrones. And there's only one fucking Iron Throne, okay? So we'll see. We'll see who comes out on top. Listen, I was asking F.A. that, and he thinks AJ gets stopped.
F.A.
I said in a year and a half, I said Ronnie Shields has you being a contender, looking at the big names in a year and a half. He was like, yeah, in a year and a half. But mind you, his English is, you know, African, right? Nigerian, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
His English is like African.
yeah. That shit is happening.
Motherfuckers don't realize, man. F.A. might fuck around and be one of them White Walkers, bro, that just keep on coming. Keep on coming.
I mean, listen, bro. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this right here. He made me want to find the time to go back and see Wilder. Because the trip got fucked up, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to land at 8:30. Flight was delayed by like 30, 40 minutes. Then they got us on the runway. I was supposed to be in Ronnie Shields' gym at 9 a.m. And between the rental car giving me a 12-passenger fucking work van instead of a compact car, I didn't make it to the gym till 11:17. But I got to see the dude workout, not boxing. Motherfucker looks strong. He's non-stop too. Like, I've been to so many camps where it's like they do a set and then there's a joke thrown and the phone rang and yo, change the mute. Nah. Homeboy is machine status. And they let me record it all, too. They let me record it all. So, I mean, it's just whatever. It's going to be good. But we're going to go out to our mastermind, Javier.
What's up, baby?
Yo, what's up? You hear me?
Kind of low, but yeah.
All right, man. You know, I called in on the other shit this time. I don't like it, but whatever.
Hey, man, I think
you could call in on Skype, Javier.
You're right. I can. You want me to call again? I'll call
it's up to
Skype.
You. It's up whatever you prefer, bro.
Call, homie.
I'm gonna call you on Skype. I'm gonna come back.
All right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You good?
Javier,
the mastermind. You get them perks. Don't worry about it. You're mastermind status. Javier's a big boy too.
Man,
God,
Javier gonna fuck a lot of people up. Y'all try to get him in Border Wars.
Boxer himself. Uh-oh, we got a brand new Chicago caller. First time caller.
Might be Danny.
Oh, is not? Nah, is it? Danny? No. 77.
Hello.
Oh, it is Danny. Yeah, I gotta write this down.
Damn, bro.
What's up, Danny Ringwald. Danny, what's up, homie?
Why is this a different number, Ringwald?
No, this is the same number you was just texting like 20 minutes ago, bro.
No, but remember that I gotta call this on a spreadsheet. I mean, I don't know why. You see, no, you got a 773. Man, you a liar. Look, 773-716. And you calling right now from 773-983. Stop lying, bro.
This has been my number as long as you've known me.
Okay, so whose number is 716? That ain't yours?
Hell no.
So then Mike is a fucker. Blame it on Mike. He made this list.
Just blame Mike.
I'm about to take a picture. It's two Ringwalk Dannys right here.
Nah, it's mine's the number you got right now, bro. But good morning. Just a few thoughts on that. To me, it doesn't even come as a surprise that he's working with Freddie. You know, let's be clear. He's not using Freddie as a trainer, but as an advisor / cut man. I feel
advisor like, sounds like trainer to me.
I was going to say the same shit, but I didn't want to sound dumb. So I'm glad I don't sound dumb alone.
Bro, who you think he's going to be advising? He's going to be telling novice-ass Ben Davidson, look, man, we got to – let's use the jab. You know what I'm saying? Let's stay on the outside for the first four rounds.
I mean, yeah, he might do that during the fight, but in camp, you know, he's probably not going to have any part in it as far as working out or, you know, sparring or nothing like that. I don't think so, at least. But to me, like, you're asking if he's scared because he's using Freddie now. I don't think that's the issue. I feel like the issue.
So whatever happened to whatever happened to that statement, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. We always do shows on that. It's like, oh, he brought in, you know, so-and-so. Like, I think it says something. It says something.
I mean, I feel like a big part of it, like, to me, what got me thinking was like, wow, he left Big Bear to go down to LA because of the elevation. Like, it's no theories on several interviews stating how the elevation was fucking with him in Big Bear. Like, that's not a secret. He stated that in several interviews. So then he goes to Wild Card West, one of Freddie's gyms, and starts training there a couple weeks ago. To me, the whole Freddie thing just happened to be his father got denied, so he just needs another man in this corner. He's already working in Freddie's gym. They're no strangers. Freddie's already picking him in the fight. So I feel like everything just worked out that way. And like you said, I feel like Freddie's probably the biggest name trainer-wise as far as popularity. Like, I remember Freddie used to have years ago, he used to have his own show on HBO, like no other trainer has had that.
Said that.
So I feel like all right. Well, I mean, I just tuned in, but I'm saying if you are already using his facilities and your old man cannot come, got denied his work visa, why not use his facilities and his services?
But you're saying the truth, right? Like, it's the truth. Yeah, everything, the stars were aligned, and it just so happens he's in a camp with a world-renowned trainer that he could use his services. But the bottom line still remains. He's giving someone else a cut. He's bringing someone else in. There is worry because if there isn't, hey, listen to me. We would have interpreted as worry if Floyd would have brought anyone in other than Roger or Floyd. Like, if Floyd all of a sudden would have brought in fucking Robert Alcazar or some shit. We'd have been like, what the fuck? Oh, shit, Floyd's scared because he about to fight Maidana. Because Maidana, if he would have changed trainers after the first fight with Marcos Maidana, it would have been like, oh, shit, he know that first fight was tough. So, come on, you know this says something. Bro, but this look, says something.
But look, though, this says if Tyson would have stayed in Big Bear and his old man got his work visa denied yesterday, and then he seeks out Abel Sanchez, it's the same shit, dog. Like, he needs...
Bruh, but that's what I'm telling you. And Mike said it already. He could have got Abel. He was with Abel, but he decided on Freddie. So it's not just coincidence. No, it's not just coincidence. Because he could have still bonded with Abel and said, look, Abel, I just can't take the high altitude, but I'm really fucking with you. I want you to be in my corner. Come down to L.A. Let's hold camp down there. This is huge for Abel. Gennady ain't on this level. This is heavyweights.
Nah, I get it. I feel like I said, to me, when you say, is he scared or is he worried? That, to me...
Let me rephrase that. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Not that Gennady ain't on this level, but he's no longer on this level, right? So Abel needs another marquee fighter. If he could align himself with Fury and Fury gets the win, wow. Same thing for Roach. He gets the win, wow. Their stock rises. I just wanted to rephrase that because it sounded wrong.
No, I get it. To me, like, as far as the worried part or the eye-raising part, like, damn, he's adding somebody, not so much. But when he left Big Bear to go down to L.A., I was like, damn, like, he can't even handle the altitude. So to me, that was more so the thing. But let's not forget for the you just only because you brought up Mayweather. Mayweather did change cut man. He went from Rafael Garcia to one of the people in his camp.
Bro, like, Rafael Garcia has never been known to give advice in the squared circle. It's different hiring Rafael Garcia to be Tyson Fury's cut man and then hiring Freddie Roach to be the cut man and the advisor. You know Freddie's going to be in his ear. Like, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. I guess there's more to come. There's more to come. But, I know we have other callers. I just wanted to call in. Obviously, I'm getting to work as we speak. So I just wanted to call in. Shout out to TPV. Make sure to share. Thumbs up. And we'll be doing another show later on. So thanks for the time, guys.
Word. Daniel, man, thanks for calling in,
baby. Thanks for your service.
As Daniel said, we're going to be doing our Thursday flagship show today because tomorrow, Thursday, I'll be at Luis Ortiz camp.
We are?
Yeah. I wrote you yesterday saying that we got Abnamar scheduled for 7:30.
Yeah, I forgot. I meant to tell you that I got class at 8 and 9, but we'll talk about it.
Oh, 24 hours he waits to tell me. What a fucking guy. I'm here on Skype. It's all good. I'll fucking do Abner Lonely.
Yo. Hey, Mike, he did put that shit in the chat, too. But,
man, shut your up. He put that shit in the chat ass up.
Hey, man, all I'm saying, I think that shit a sign of he worried a little bit. That's how I feel. How you gonna make that change just out the blue with somebody who you ain't never worked with before? How that work? You just bring them in. I knew something was up because he was at the contender fight, and I was like, I don't think Tyson would have went to this shit just for no reason. That nigga was there because he probably been working with Freddie for a little while now since he went to Wild Card.
That's a good point.
I was like, that man it just don't seem like someplace that Tyson would be is the contender fight. Why he got a big fight coming up real soon. And it's just like, it was like, this shit awkward. It don't seem like he's supposed to be here. But I think he worried. But also, I mean, this going to be a test for Tyson, that new trainer, Ben Davidson, whatever his name is.
Because,
if Ben, since Ben, this is Ben's first time being like the head trainer, right? Or head coach or trainer, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the first time Ben is going to be – I mean, Ben has been your head trainer, but this is the first big fight. Like, you use Ben for two tune-ups, that people laughed at. So how is Ben feeling, about himself?
That's what I'm saying.
it's like, oh shit, I thought I was your guy, but now the big fight comes, I'm not the guy anymore. You got to bring in Freddie.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how Ben gonna handle it, because I mean, Ben, like, sure, I thought we was good.
He's fucking all smart. He'll go over to fucking Freddie and be like, hey, teach me everything that, well, don't teach me, but just give me some pointers, give me some tips, and like that. Don't
I mean, for Ben Davidson, listen, for Ben Davidson, he's probably is looking at it glass half full, because he's 25-year-old trainer who already is training Tyson Fury. Now he's getting to work alongside Freddie Roach. All he could do is soak it in, take it back to the UK and become a star trainer that's been with these guys. This is resume building, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that there's not going to be a little part of him that says, that's fucked up. You brought in a dude. You ain't believe in me. You don't trust me. You ain't let me get my shot. You ain't let me get my shot.
Yeah, human. We all know that. It's always like,
but he a young human. Shit, you don't know how mature that nigga. He only 25. I'm young too. But he could be like, shit, fuck you. I'm better than Freddie. Freddie old ass ain't got this shit. Nigga, I'm here. But I mean, it just depends on how he feel. To be honest, I mean, cause that shit could cause a riff in the camp. And I mean, that ain't good coming to this fight. Cause nigga gonna riff your jaw. You come here fucked up.
No, not even so about, I'll be like, shit, the 25-year-old mindset, man, you got to be a fucking mature 25-year-old to be in this kind of a position. Because I know when I was 25, and I was doing this, like, if I was a trainer just hypothetically with my mindset at 25, I'd be like, bro, what the fuck are we doing? You bringing this old-ass dude in over me? What's going on? Like, maybe he's more
mature. Don't sound that mature. If you listen to Tyson Fury's story about how that nigga became his fucking trainer, that shit stupid as hell. I don't know if he was playing, but that shit sounded stupid. Like, I told him, go get this girl, and if he got her, then that means he got the eye of the tiger, and he went and got her, so now he my trainer. It's like, what the fuck, nigga? You don't make nobody your trainer. Hey, man, fuck. Whatever you want to do, it's your life. Hey, man, but, hey, Ness, make that trip to Alabama, bro. Go ahead. Get that shit right.
Yeah, man, I'm hoping, man. But the thing is, we got Thanksgiving, right? Next week. So I don't know. Is he going to train? And plus, I'm going to be in DR for Thanksgiving. So like when I get back, there's very few days, but believe me, if they open up them doors, I'm back. We going to Rick in Denver. Rick, you got hella background noise. Fix that while we do these super chats.
We got one that I can't get to, so go ahead and take that first one.
I got them all, baby. Freddie is not a miracle worker. I see desperation. From D-Lo 404 Boxing in Mo.
Got a long-ass name.
And the next one is from Jack the Truth. No, Jack is the Truth. If you ever get into a camp with AJ Ness, you'll end up having his babies. Whatever, B. Whatever. Because what if I get into that camp where he get dropped? Then what? You don't know, because we heard he got dropped before. You don't know.
Yeah, it is true.
Dr. Finley on Sky. Oh, shit. Sorry, Dr. Finley. I got to go back to Rick in Denver. Rick, you got your mic together?
Sir. Yes, sir. So I think I'm a big proponent for what you said earlier, Ness. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think this is one of two things. It's either for more eyes, publicity, or yeah, there's something wrong and he needs somebody else's advice. As an advisor, yeah, I kind of see it your way as well. I see him talking to Fury's trainer during the rounds, but the trainer is going to be given all the instruction when it comes to round in between rounds. But yeah, that is a little interesting. I was quite surprised to hear that he was joining up. I was also surprised he couldn't handle it up at elevation. You know, one thing elevation training does for boxers, look at Terrence Crawford. That boy trains higher than anybody else. And he never sweats. Seems like.
Hey, I'm from Colorado. We can't just say he trains higher than anybody else. He's trained at a higher elevation than anybody else.
Correct. Manitou Incline is where he trains a lot. That incline he takes pictures of all the time. It's about 45 minutes from town. But yeah, that's over 5,000 feet, man. That's higher than Cali.
Let me
ask you a question, man. How many?
And all the Olympians train here too, bro. They're all up in Colorado Springs.
Have you ever did that? That stairwell?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's very popular here. A lot of people go. It's on the weekends, man. It is packed. You got to go during the week. Yeah.
How long does it take the average person to do?
Hour, hour and a half.
Damn.
Yeah, man. It's rough.
Walking up
it
a really flight deep. Of steps for an hour?
Nestor, come out here. I'll go with you. No, I guarantee you make it halfway. You got to stop.
Brother, I was just about to say, who wants to walk upstairs for an hour? You guys are bugging.
But you do it like that trail or whatever you do it every day.
Duh, that's different, bro. Like up the stairs, but whatever. Rick, gracias. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for the morning shows. These are the best, man. I really love them. Thank you.
Thank you, brother, for continuing to be a faithful listener. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. There's a lot of boxing fans out there in Colorado.
Why are you always hating on everything Crawford do, bro? Who want to run upstairs? Who want to run upstairs?
I'm talking about me. Me. He said, yo, come over here and we'll do it. I don't want to do that. Bro, shit.
You can be dunking on people now. You know what I'm saying? Go hit them stairs, baby. Get your calf muscles up.
What for? I ain't going to get no NBA contract at this age. I'm good. Bro.
You might get a big three contract.
Then I was just about to go to Dr. Finley, man. What happened, Dr. Finley? Now it's over. Watch you try to call in.
Might be ready for Cantu homeboy this time.
He you need to watch the fight. You need to watch the fight, B. I'm a beast. But it's like people tell you, trainers tell you, and even Ward and them was talking about it in the contender. Like, you can have all the skill in the world, but when the fight break out, you got to fight. So that pretty shit, that jab, you know, that shit is out the window. That, and that's what happens to Brona. You know what I'm saying? And no, I ain't on that level, but that's what happened to me. Like, you know, with a dude that's not going to be Marcos Maidana, I'm going to fuck him up. A dude that's going to try and be Marcos, I'm going to still fuck you up. But it's going to look uglier because, nigga, you got to be doing more defense. You got to let the little crazy man tire himself just like my crazy man tired himself. And then I put his dumb ass down. Simple as that. Dr. Finley, talk to me. I knew he was going to call back.
Yo, what's happening, Ness? Just come back from work. Enjoying your show. So just thought I'd give you a call in. Freddie Roach, by the way, in is only good news for Tyson Fury. My Uncle John was never, ever coming into America. After the problems that he had, he was never, ever coming in America. He was lucky to get into Germany at the time when we went across there. So, like I said, Freddie Roach with working with Tyson Fury. Listen, you've got to get one thing clear as well. He's not out there and he's not training. He's out there to help him in the corner. Him and Ben Davison, listen, when you get them together and when you see them in real life and behind the scenes, them two is, man, they're like, the relationship is unbelievable, you know. But Pete, you just need to get it. You just need to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
So what two get together, it's unbelievable. Ben and Roach or Ben and Tyson?
Ben and Tyson. Honestly, I'm telling you now, everybody thinks that Ben, yes, he is a young kid. He's only 26 years old, right? The fella did have a very good amateur boxing career. But when he was out in Marbella with Billy Joe Saunders and Tyson Fury, I'm telling you now, I know the boys personally well. And the stories and the bit of crack that they was having about what was going on over there. And Ben Davison is a very, very underestimated little fella. Honestly, he is. The stuff that he knows for his age is second but none to even all these top trainers. And that is the truth to be told.
Well, but that's the sad part, Dr. Finley. He won't be able to prove that, because if he gets the win, it'll be tainted because they brought in Freddie. If Ben was as good as you say, he should have went to war alone and got all the glory. But now he's got to share it.
I get it. But there's your man, Isaac Lowe, which is another good friend of mine. And basically, Isaac Lowe's been getting help from Freddie. Tyson Fury's been getting a bit of help from Freddie. Listen, at the end of the day, they're using his gym. If he's there, why not use him? Do you know what I mean? You'd be stupid not to put it in the arsenal and use him while he's there.
I agree.
You understand, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, why not? Right? It's just like, why not? And to be honest, Freddie might not even be charging him. But you know, we are not sure. But on that level, the camaraderie, maybe it was just like, you know what? I'll be there for you fight now. I don't got nothing on my schedule. I'm not 100% sure that Freddie's charging him a percentage. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just they built the bond. He's going to be there. He needs a cut, man. Freddie has the knowledge on a multitude of things, so he's going to be there. I'm not 100% sure he's charging.
100%. I'm not sure either. But at the end of the day, Deontay Wilder, listen, the man is looking in fantastic shape. He's looking a beast in the gym. He's a big, strong fella. Let's face facts, right? I'm a big Fury fan. You know I am, right? But Deontay Wilder is no man to look past. Deontay Wilder is a beast, right? The man is strong. He's athletic. The man can. People think Deontay Wilder generally. I know I've said it, and I'm sometimes pulling people's legs. But some people say Deontay Wilder can't box. The man wouldn't be the world champion of the world if the man couldn't box, and that's 100%. Yes, he's got a right hand, but as well, he can box when he needs to. But he's got good footwork. People say, oh, he's terrible with his footwork. Listen, the man's fast. The man's strong. The man is mustard. The man is a good man. But Tyson Fury, like I said, with Freddie Roach there, he got to use him. And, you know, why not? Do you know what I mean? I would. If I was in a situation, I definitely would. But I can't wait to get out there December the 1st. And if you're out there, and if I see you, when Tyson Fury knocks Deontay Wilder out, I come over, shake your hand, and say, I told you so, Ness.
You said knock him out. You better lay some money down, bro. They got it at plus 600 for Fury to get a knockout, man. I won't just say that. I would at least lay $10 on that and come away with a nice $60 for a date night, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Look, Dr. Finley, thank you for calling in. Jack is the truth, says Dr. Finley. Pick up all the names you dropping. Yeah, he came in here letting the world know he knows people. Yeah, he got the inside on that camp. He cool with Isaac Lowe. Tell Isaac, get a win.
Everything I think of Isaac Lowe, I think of this movie star.
Yeah, I don't know what movie star, but okay. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget, 7 o'clock today, we're doing our preview show for Big Baby Miller and Dinu and whatever fights this weekend. We're going to do a flagship show today. Also, we're going to have Abner Mares on at 7:30. You know, we're going to be talking about that tank fight. So yes, stick around. We will be back. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/theboxingvoice. And head on over to theboxingvoice.com. Click on that support TBV, become a Patreon, and check out the many exclusive offers we have on patreon.com/theboxingvoice, all the way from t-shirts that are Patreon only to ways to cut the line, ways to get back onto the show multiple times. Just numerous things are over there that you can check out outside of the exclusive content. The Axe a Fighter series, where you put your question and have Hefe Ajagba ask it, or Deontay Wilder, etc., etc., which we had some great questions for FA. Shout out to all the patrons that submitted their questions on time and had them answered by the new heavyweight prospect, FA Ajagba. And don't forget, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors and bookmark that hyperlink for Amazon. And anytime you do some Amazon shopping, you can use that link. And it will cost you absolutely nothing. You do your normal shopping there, but TBV gets a kickback. So it's a way for you to support your favorite show. You know, there's numerous hyperlinks over there where you can help support the show free by not doing anything at all that costs you any money.
just a little maneuvering on the internet. If you're into audio books, you can head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Click on the audio book link and get free audio books for 2 months. And TBV gets a little kickback. And that money can be used for us to do better, bigger content. More trips to Houston. We still got to go back to Dallas and see Earl and Jamel. I mean, I missed Jamal yesterday because he was obviously at the PBC thing. So we got to go back to Houston. We got to go back to Alabama. Keith's in town, baby. Who's the only guy that gets in Keith's camp? We do. So help support your favorite show. There's numerous ways to do that absolutely free, like hitting the thumbs up button, you know, sharing the show, telling people about the show. And one of the biggest, bestest free things you can do is heading over to iTunes. Doesn't matter what country you're in, dropping us a 5-star review. Use some emojis. Put some hearts in there. Show the world you love us. Tell them that this is the place to be on fight night, because we're doing immediate reaction shows right on fight night. When Big Baby stops dinner, we'll be here for you to call in and say that he stopped the nobody, that this Romanian cabbage wasn't there to get a win, whatever the case may be. What if the Romanian cabbage, as Big Baby calls them, upsets? Well, we'll be here Saturday, media reaction show, every Thursday and Sunday, 7 p.m., except today, because this Thursday, we will be in Miami to see Lewis King Kong Ortiz tomorrow. So we're going to be doing our flagship show today. And once again, we'll have Abner Mars live on the show. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
Yo, yo, you can follow me on IG at Grouse1911 or on Twitter at Grouse2312. And go over to the Boxing Voice IG page and follow us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, Fury.
I'm trying to get the 40K over there. I see you got that thing almost at like 38 now, huh?
I'm pushing. But I'm trying to see if the whole thing plays out the right way with Fury and Roach. I want to know if they have success, will they
stay together?
Yeah, maybe stay together or like keep some kind of advisory partnership, something like that. But yeah, peace out.
Deuce.